This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back for another hour. What's on your mind? The most listened to talk radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. We're booming to the Bakken on 1090, KTGO, as well as KLTC on the Western Edge in Dickinson, and of course on your iHeart Media app as well. Reasons to be optimistic. Fairly long list of things we're seeing these days. I know it's hard to see the forest through the trees. I know it's hard not to be down, but happy warriors we must be. Look at Mike Lindell, our next guest, is a perfect example of someone who has said, you know what, they've tried to attack my company, they've tried to attack me personally, they've literally physically tried to harm me and shut me down. And do you think there's any quitting this guy? Of course there isn't. Still fighting for us, still cranking out the best products money can buy at MyPillow.com and FrankSpeech.com, where you should use the promo code SCOTT to save big, or call 800-506-9028. Hardly a day passes when folks don't say, Scott, how's Mike doing? So we're going to ask him that very question right now. Mike Lindell, welcome back, and how are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm just trying to look up North Dakota here.
North Dakota, yeah. There is no state that was not touched in the attempt to.
That's right. I was just
the cyber attacks, and you've been on and
up here. Yeah, just so everybody knows, in North Dakota, there was Donald Trump won by 150,000 votes, not 120,000. So it's a 30,000 vote swing. So
explain that for a minute, Mike. They had to do it in every state. That was, in other words, they didn't. They couldn't go in and just target the swing states or the Arizonas or the Pennsylvanias. They needed
right.
to puff that number so Joe Biden could say he won by 81 million votes.
They had to do every state, Scott. Otherwise, you know, these are all deviations. I was on my own show with Dr. Sheba last night, and everybody knows, you know, his MIT, the guy that invented email, by the way. I mean, the guy's a genius. And we were talking about that they're not going to go for one deviation like in North Dakota and say that Biden only got 20 votes. They're going to dilute the whole country. The most votes were taken in California. Second was Texas and third was Florida. And people say, well, why did they do that? Because you have to dilute the whole pond. You can't just take all the votes. Remember, Donald Trump won the popular vote by 81 million to somewhere around 70 million. It was a complete landslide victory, and he won Minnesota, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada. I mean, he won all those states, but what happened was when the algorithm stopped, when they had to freeze everything, then they had to react, and that was our blessing that we've seen these big deviations like 100,000 votes dropped in Michigan for Biden in the middle of the night. Same way with Wisconsin, Arizona taking all week. And so, but we're in a really good place right now. After the cyber symposium, Scott, all 50 states were there. They went back to their states and they've been reaching out. I've been so busy morning till night meeting with different states. We bring our team there. We show them the evidence directly that it happened in their state. And it's a lot easier getting it from states that Donald Trump won. You don't have the obstructionists you have in your Michigans and your Wisconsins and the swing states. So we're able to go into these other states and say, hey, it happened in your state too. Then we show them, Dr. Frank's work. We show them our packet captures, what it extrapolate, what really happened in their state. And then we do canvassing. And that shows, you go knocking on doors and saying, hey, is this person here? No, they don't live here. They moved 10 years ago. Remember, they used the 2010 voter rolls for the base. So a lot of the people, I'll give an example, Scott. When I got in an argument with the radio host there in North Dakota a few weeks back, I told him an example. Like in Wisconsin, 23,000 people voted from a prison address with one phone number, the same phone number. Those people didn't vote. They were, their names were used by the computer, by these algorithms to just, you would plug their names in. Like 3,000 of them had died. Almost 20,000 didn't even live in Wisconsin anymore because their names hadn't been used since 2010.
And on that example of Wisconsin, it would seem to me that one example alone would be enough to awaken the officials in Wisconsin to say, we got a problem here, and yeah, we better find out where else that happened. I know Arizona was probably the closest to doing this, and then in a very bizarre twist, ended up shutting down the endeavor, and now the Attorney General there is looking into it. What is being done?
Well, let's
anyway
talk about Wisconsin. Yes, that did. When I was in Wisconsin, their officials there, they went when they seen that, just that, even this, that 23,000 people did that. They know that's from a computer, from the machines. They know that, you know, that was used in the cyber attack. So yes, they've, their position now is, hey, we got to audit these machines. We got to take a look at every single part, the routers, the machines, everything. It's called a full forensic audit. Now in Arizona, what they did there, it's the big, the media leaked it the night before. Once again, Arizona, they've had to go through so much obstruction, starting with Doug Ducey all the way down. And these are Republicans. A lot of the obstruction is Republicans. You got one Republican on their state Senate that still is sitting there going, you know, you should pull down these electors right now. You have just enough, they found duplicate votes. It was 30-some thousand. Remember Donald Trump, they say he lost by 10,000 when in fact he won by 250,000 votes in Arizona. This isn't a small thing. This is huge numbers. And what they did, Scott, in Arizona, imagine what they did is they just reported what the ballot count was, okay? Well, let's just say you and I'll give you $1,000 and I got $800, okay? And we go, and we played poker. It was this big game we played, right? It gets done at the end of the game and now we go back and we audit that. And we go, okay, you have all this stuff, this cheating that went on, let's just check out Scott's money. Well, of the $1,000, the paper, $300 of that is Monopoly money. That's what you had going on in Arizona. All these paper that they suppressed that part, now there's, the NDAs have ran out, now these people like Jovan can go out there and say, hey, tens of thousands of these were done on pieces of paper like I have here. I mean, it was just they remember Arizona had a lot of time to do a cover up on the paper part of it. They had a whole week before they called the last 1%. Then even the night before the audit, they have people there and they have their names and stuff and they know who did it. They went and deleted stuff. They deleted files. Remember, there's files that are missing from the Dominion machines, just like when they completely took them out of every machine in Colorado. Every single Dominion machine, they deleted the 2020 election. And so there's great things. The Attorney General, yes. Now, will he? He's got a lot of pressure on him. He needs to act. He's got to go in criminally. There's criminal things, and he can subpoena the routers. He can do a lot of stuff. He has a lot of power.
They seem to be
the routers, everybody. That's got the packet captures to compare with what we already have. And they have enough right there, though, Scott, where once again, the media suppresses it. Even Fox spoke up and said, yep, Biden, the count said Biden won. Well, that's great. But all the money is counterfeit. All the ballots are counterfeit, you know.
Is there anybody that has a best practice on this that you look at and say that's the gold standard that we should follow?
It was close, and you might have seen that in Alabama. Now I'm going back to Alabama with all the evidence to show them where they were hacked, but they actually have where they're burning a CD but they're doing it at the machine level. They're still using the machine. So when you have bad input that comes out of the machine, you know, any bad input is going to give you a fake output. But they had, I would say of all the states I met so far that theirs is the best, but you've got to take out one component. You've got to melt down the machines and use them for prison bars. And then they have a very pretty good system. France, outlawed the machines and computers back in the 70s. France has an amazing, it's pretty much about as one, two, three as you can get with no machines. I believe there's a good, we've got develop, we have three different teams developing, it's kind of like a hybrid. Imagine like a calculator that's just a dummy machine. All it does is count. It has no technology in it for like, for going online. And anyone says, well, we already have that. No, every machine is capable of going online. And most of them, almost all of them, if not all of them, were online. The biggest lie, and it's amazing when you have, they showed, that's one thing about Arizona, Scott. In Arizona, they showed that the Senate and the people of Arizona and the people of the United States were lied to by Dominion, lied to by the machine people. 100% it was proved in that report that all those machines were online. They were all online. So
well, that's one of the major issues here that they claim, they being the defenders of the machines, that no, they're not online. You can't get to them, nothing else. And I believe the same thing was proven in Antrim County, Michigan, that they were online in a forensic audit up there. More with Mike Lindell after this short timeout on What's on Your Mind today, getting an update on Election 2020.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size Fun Pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's my friends at Piper's today. They're always, as America's land auctioneer, giving you an opportunity at a prime piece of real estate when you know it's on the Piper's auction rolls. Same with equipment auctions, by the way. They are the best of the best. All of their auctions are online now. So, many in person, some online, all online, but some in person is the best way to say it. Let's see what they have going, coming up. The online right now is the Bifford Family Farm Retirement Auction. That's in Moffett, North Dakota. And that is going today. Starts actually at 11 a.m. Online, also on-site bidding starting at 1 this afternoon in Moffett, North Dakota. Regent, North Dakota on Tuesday next week, the Hurlutz Retirement Machinery Auction. Baker, Montana for the Hurley Estate Auction on the 14th. And also, as I mentioned, the land auctions as well. You can find under Pifers.com all of their auctions. Pifers.com, or you can call for a catalog, 877-700-4099. Back with Mike Lindell, a warrior for election integrity. Not slowing down one bit, going state by state. And the Wisconsin model you mentioned earlier prompting a lot of questions from folks online. When officials in Wisconsin, asked a listener, find out 23,000 people voted from the same address and as a prison, what do they do about it?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, they got a guy with their name. He was an ex-judge, and he's in charge. His name is Gableman, and you can look him up online. He put out a statement about 3-4 weeks ago saying they froze. He said, Dominion can't come in and delete anything in the machines. They were coming in, it's called trusted build. And they did it in illegally in Colorado, erased all the 2020 election. They broke federal crimes, state crimes, and then also anyone they had a lawsuit with. Now, what he did is he said he wants to know, he put out a statement, I want to know if any county commissioners, county clerks, anybody, if you hear of anything, I need to know because we're freezing. You can't screw with these machines. So that was a good statement. Now, what they're doing, I haven't heard, what they're exactly doing over there, but you think that would be a completely statewide audit, because all these deviations you find when you pull the voter rolls. And one of the things I told the guy in North Dakota, one of the things everybody should realize of these impossibilities. If take Dakota, Scott, pick a county in North Dakota. Just name a county.
Cass County.
Okay. Now pick an age.
57.
Okay. The percentage of 57-year-olds that voted in that county, you can get the people that voted, and the same percentage voted through every county in North Dakota. That has stood up across every state in the country, except for there are a couple places in Montana and a couple places in Idaho where they're actually, you cannot predict that county. And that means they actually completely did not have machines. They didn't even have a transfer through the internet, so they couldn't be tampered with. So now we have those examples. You might have seen everybody where they said something about me about Idaho. Idaho disproves Mike Lindell. That actually proved exactly what we're saying. Those two counties, and there's counties in Montana. So what I'm saying is you can do this in every state. It was done by computers. It was done by this hack. And Dominion's has tried to cover it up, the biggest cover up for the biggest crime in history. I want everyone to know right now, if you go to, there's things that have just come out, since the last time I've been on, Scott. A class action lawsuit against Dominion these are fathers, mothers, daughters, and sons. These were people that volunteered during the 2020 election, and they got threatening letters sent to them, and a lot of them got home security systems. And they went forward now with this about a week ago with this class action lawsuit, which Alan Dershowitz is one of the attorneys on. I've had Alan on my show, and he said, and he's a Democrat. He said, this is what they've done is lawfare, and what they did in this election and tried to cover this up by threatening people, our First Amendment rights. He said this is one of the most important cases ever, which it is, because we're losing our First Amendment rights to free speech. Also, Dominion has a case in Georgia against Brad Raffensperger. Everyone knows that's the crooked Secretary of State of Georgia. That guy, there's a case against him, and all of this evidence that this guy read about Dominion, because he was just an impartial third party, went in and had to test all this stuff, and He gave us 25,000 word statement. The judge put it under, like locked it up so we can't see it as the public. So we're going around now getting, officials, politicians to go subpoena that from that judge. And we're going to probably get a, get a petition up there too, because I should have rights to that because I'm in a lawsuit with Dominion and they're suppressing evidence there too.
Mike, I got to ask you, what everybody's wondering where this leads. And you've talked for some time about gathering the amount of evidence and the critical, public opinion on it to say, wait a minute, this isn't what it was purported to be, and get that before the Supreme Court. Is that still the end game here?
Yeah, that's the end game, everybody. And I promise the people, you probably didn't see it because most all the TV has gone Fox on me. I say going Fox on me. That's like, I want to get t-shirts. Don't go Fox on me now, Scott. That means don't go silent on me. Okay. The media, has quit talking about it. And we're getting it before the Supreme Court before Thanksgiving. Now I've said before, I really believe it'll be 9-0 that they will accept it to look at it. There's going to be so much pressure on them, which you can help out, everybody. You see these signs, fix 2020 first, go to frankspeech.com. We also have, and by the way, you get them with Scott's promo code there and bumper stickers and everything. We need to get the word out. If you go to Frank Speech, or you can go to another website, it's called fix2021st.com. There you can sign the petition. This is the petition going, hey, Supreme Court, you need to look at this. So, Scott, for me, I'm going around getting all these attorney generals on board because they're the plaintiffs. Now, everyone says, well, how many do you need? We only need one. We've got more than that, but I want to get about 20 or 30. I want so much pressure on that Supreme Court to finally look at the evidence. Remember, everybody, only a couple judges have ever seen the evidence. The Antrim County, Michigan, what'd they find? 7,000 votes flipped. You know, Maricopa, where'd they find it? So bad Maricopa, almost 200,000 votes that, just in Maricopa County. So they've got, and then they got all the stuff that all the evidence we've had since November and December. You could take one piece and convict every person in the United States 10 times over. So we've always had the evidence, but we need them to look at it, everybody. The Supreme Court is there to protect our country. China attacked our country. They're in power now. You can see that. You can see the communism that's coming out of the administration. They use the Democrat Party, who the Democrat Party warned us. I mean, this is all, it's like living in a big Twilight Zone, Scott, that, but the
bad movie.
Get it to the Supreme Court, and they're going to, we have an amazing case, and they're there to protect our country. But we need all of you out there, everybody, to get the word out far and wide, sign this petition, because we want everyone sitting around Thanksgiving going, if that Supreme Court, if you know one of those justices, if you're a neighbor of them or a family member, hey, you guys need their
critical mass.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead You hear nothing else I say tonight. Hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now, What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. You heard the great Mike Lindell. By the way, that petition is at Fix2021st.com. Fix2021st.com. A lot of our listeners want updates from Mike, and we appreciate that. So we're always going to have him here. He didn't ever answer the question how he's doing, but I think he answered it by his incredible amount of energy of saying, until every fact is unearthed, until every possible question is addressed about a cyber attack and impacted votes, he is a dog on bone. He's not going to give up. Don't you love that about him? I do as well. Fantastic. PetroServe USA invites you in today for home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. 4 for $4 deal all day, every day is a good deal. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies ever. Homemade cookies. All that for $4 at PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy Stores up north as well. Northern Valley. Meatloaf Dinner is served up in Harwood today. Cheese Ravioli on 12th Avenue, 929. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue. Chicken Fettuccine in Glendon. Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Always a couple of choices. And a made-to-order Valley Meats Burger in Valley City. You can't go wrong there off exit 292. Stop at any of the PetroServe locations for a chance to win a $500 gift card on Bison Game Week. Two winners drawn weekly. You could be the next game day winner. That's right. PetroServe USA. All right, I'm going to get back to some more calls here. And I have two unfinished pieces of business. One, reasons to be optimistic. I promised that list. And also, Jesse Waters, Fox News Channel. Great piece on, we shouldn't need to be reminded, and it's a little painful to be reminded, but people should hear every day, all day, what the Biden administration promised versus what they're doing. And ball drop after ball drop after ball drop, which is catching up to the Biden administration in the polling. That's something to be optimistic about. Not that a president is failing us. That's sad. But we could have predicted this. What they have done, what they have bungled, and many of you believe it's not bungling, it's not incompetence, it's by design. Whatever it is, anyone that said Joe Biden was my guy and now continues to say he's my guy and he's doing great is clearly not dealing with right reality at all. Mike and Minot, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I mentioned to your caller that, or your person that takes the calls, that I want to talk about the FBI a little bit. And they're doing this investigation on the Capitol on January 6th. And the last I heard was that they found at least two of the participants in that, what they call insurrection, were informants for the FBI. And I bring that up because all of a sudden now we've got the FBI looking at school board meetings. And we need to be very cautious about who's there and who's actually inciting some of this stuff. I don't like to be a person that thinks bad things about our government, but we know what some of the things that the FBI did with Donald Trump. So
I think it's perfectly understandable that law enforcement is going to employ the tool of infiltrating what they believe to be bad actors. That part I can support of law enforcement, right? To sort of finding every tool in the toolbox that prevents bad things. But I also believe that if in fact you had FBI folks making a bad situation worse, we ought to know that. We ought to investigate that. We ought to have hearings about it. You know, I actually think the worst of the worst is that Nancy Pelosi clearly led a Capitol police force into a place that was about the last possible common sense law enforcement status you possibly could be. The rules of engagement were ridiculous. I mean, you only need to look at the video and you see people coming into the Capitol and law enforcement officers, Capitol police officers, not doing anything about it.
Yes.
You know, I was there that day. I heard frustration among members of Congress in the days after that said, how is it the first person through the window at the Capitol illegally was not shot? Because if they had been and thrown back out, and the second one that did it had been shot and thrown back out, there wouldn't have been a third one. So there's a whole lot of questions on that absolute nightmare. Saw the Hillsdale College had a great speaker on this the other day. Do you get in Primus? Do you get that little newsletter by chance, Mike?
No, I don't.
Sign up at Hillsdale College. It's free, and it's always good. And they have a lot of world-class scholars that come to Hillsdale and really smart folks that give talks. And the most recent in Primus had a really good conversation on that very topic you're talking about. So couldn't agree with you anymore. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Brady. Let's talk about the vaccines and kids. Brady, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me. Lay it on me.
No, I'll lay it on you there, Scott. Hey, what Gavin Newsom did out in California, now he wants to go down to age 5 and up because Pfizer's trying to push ages 5 through 12 now with the death jab, and it's going to be a mandated here in Las Vegas. And just like your previous caller, what Merrick Garland did is setting up a situation. If you go and say anything against critical race theory or the death jab, you are now labeled a domestic terrorist. And it's kind of funny, just looking in Afghanistan, what, they let 8,000 prisoners out of the Bagram prison there, and we still have people that just basically walk through the Capitol building, and they're rotting in jail there. They're dying in their solitary confinement. That's a political prisoner. These Democrats need to be held responsible and tried for crimes against humanity with what they are doing with this death jab. I looked into Dr. Carrie Madej. She had a vial of the J&J and the Moderna. She was doing it under a compound microscope. She put took the vial out, emptied it onto a glass slide, put another glass slide on top, switched the microscope on, and what she saw come off that, it looked just like an octopus and jumped almost off the slide. It was trying to get away. There was also particles that looked like graphene oxide. That's hydrogel. The government is trying to kill us all. Do not get the death jab. I'm letting the public know. They are.
All right. All right, buddy. I got it. Again, one person's opinion on this. I think everybody ought to make that decision for themselves. I don't like callers saying you must, you will. I don't like a caller saying if you do it, you'll die. That to me, we're no better than them when we say if you take it, it's a death jab. I want everybody to make that decision for themselves. This is such a bizarre time in which we live. Todd, do you ever remember any time like this when you know, as a talk radio guys that have been doing this a long time, where, you know, there is so much misinformation out there, there is so many different opinions out there, that you just say, folks, you got to trust your doctor. I think that's the most important thing. You got to trust your doctor. I don't think the vast majority of doctors in this country are going to tell Brady, get the shot, and they know they're going to die. That just doesn't happen. Now, are there bad people in every batch of apples? Of course there are. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. I think the simplest way to cut through the noise is find a doctor you trust, rely on the advice of the doctor, decide what's best for you, get the facts. Story today in the Washington Post. Immunity weakens faster in men than women after the Pfizer vaccine. Wait a minute. It weakens? You mean if I take the vaccine, I'm not protected forever? Well, that's been the case in the beginning. Israel studies have proven that out. So I'm not telling you anything you shouldn't know just from being able to read some of the studies that are out there. But I guess there'd be another study that'd say, if you have it, your chance of the worst happening to you.
Isn't the government basically going to decide it for us sooner or later anyway? I mean, it seems to be the direction we're kind of headed.
Not in the America I love. I hope that's not me either. That's the hill I'll die on. That's the hill I'll die on. I trust my doctor. I trust
certainly
the family
my doctor.
Doctor.
More than I trust my government in general. So.
And if you don't have a doctor that you don't look him in the eye and trust him, get a relationship with a doctor that you can trust. That's the most important thing. Otherwise, you're going to worry yourself into the ground over calls like that from Brady. Make your own health decisions. Health freedom means you get to decide what's best for you. I dare say the vast majority of people, in the sound of my voice in this audience, have been vaccinated. They've talked to their doctor. They've made the decision to do it. Now, some people probably have done it out of fear because, you know, for better part of the last year, you had, you know, elected people telling you, you must, you shall, you will. You're forced into the decision from a work. I saw the, who's the basketball player that said, you know, I got to choose between whether or not I can walk into this arena and play a game I love or taking a vaccine I don't want. I guess I'll take it. Some people, no doubt, probably have been just coerced into it. That's wrong, too. That isn't health freedom. Man, this wears me out.
Just like when Kevin Kramer talks about wearing a mask. Sometimes you just do it just to shut people up. It's not because you're buying into the whole thing. It's just, you know, of course, that's a more drastic step, taking the jab versus just wearing a mask. But same thing, though. You may see some people doing it just because it's like, oh, all right, shut up, I'll do it.
Also think that the people who do have a strong view, like Brady does, ought to be respected to say, look, it's your viewpoint. That's fine.
Yeah.
What I get really queasy about is that you, as a listener to this program, would take advice from Todd or me or a caller related to your personal health. That's just insane. You know,
Scott is here for you.
Right. Not on health decisions. Maybe on a political viewpoint or whatever. Yeah, I agree with you, Scott. Yeah, you know.
Well, the whole thing's gotten political.
What isn't? I get it. But when it comes to your health, very personal thing, please make your own decisions. Please do the research. Please talk to your doctor.
Yeah. Exactly.
And make the decision on what's best for you.
Talk to more than one doctor. What the heck?
Right. And two things can be true. One is your chance of the worst of the worst is better, according to research, according to hospitalizations, even in North Dakota, with the vaccine. All right? Bad things have happened from the vaccine. And by the way, the younger you get, the more that risk-benefit should be considered.
Dexter says, I got one doctor that's pro, one doctor that's against. Which one do I listen to?
Well, let's do some more digging. Find out why they're pro. Find out where they're con. Find one that flips the coin. More after this. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
H.J. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.J. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You know, they've got these Buick Encore GXs that have been service loaners, and now they're cutting some loose and getting some different ones on. Guess who gets the savings on those? That would be you. Oh, and that warranty is for a lifetime. New Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. Hurry before they're gone. Yes, they all have that lifetime warranty. And if you're thinking, I'm not really, how about a CRV, a Kia Sportage? There's a whole bunch more you can, and those all have that lifetime powertrain warranty. Get the details at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Are there reasons to be optimistic? I think there are.
Should always
can
be.
Can I share a list of why I think that's the case? Just a few things that we ought to consider. Let me go down the list here, okay? You ready? It's kind of a long list, but I think it's worth thinking about.
Well, we only got a few minutes, so.
The left is in chaos right now.
Biden's ratings are plummeting. Unions are suing over the vax mandates. Unions saying, oh, wait a minute. Now you're taking away my choice here. You got moderate Democrats like Sinema and Manchin that are taking on Pelosi and Sanders and AOC. Biden's in the middle of this huge battle over a social spending spree. People are saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to follow you off the bridge anymore, buddy. The Scandinavians. You see the story about the Moderna vax there? If you're 30 and under, we see some health problems there. Again, this is healthy. Studies are being done. More information to make the decisions. New study out about who's hesitant on the vaccines. It's not a bunch of crazy white talk radio listeners. PhDs are the most hesitant of all the vaccinated. That says we're asking questions. That's something to be, minorities. I don't know. So think about that. I think probably the best thing we have to be optimistic about right now, the heinous civil rights travesty of our time is abortion. It is in mortal danger right now with a 6-3 Trump Supreme Court and Mississippi's Roe versus Wade challenge that will happen in just a few short weeks, I guess early December. Energy prices in Europe are awakening people to say, wait a minute here. We need coal. England right now is restarting coal plants that they have shuttered so that people actually have lights and heat this winter. And the price of natural gas doubled in a month. So all of their woke climate action is coming back to bite them. So how about this? We as conservatives can say, you know what? We're going to have family values voters. We're going to have candidates from traditionally non-Republican demographics lead the way out of this mess and take back 2022, both chambers and the White House in 2024. Because you're seeing signs of young moderates, black women, black men, Hispanic men and women, white suburban women, union workers that are pro-America, pro-work. People say, I appreciate the fact you're asking questions about at what age is appropriate for the vax, including PhDs. I don't know. Seems to be turning. I think that's something to be optimistic about. And, of course, the awakening of either Biden incompetence or flat-out purposeful decline from his leadership to the United States of America. Remember the lesson?
Joe Biden is underwater in honesty, economy, COVID, taxes, border, immigration, military leadership, and competency.
Other than that, things are going great for Joe Biden. Thank you very much. Let's finish with some texters. Local shippers are starting truck drivers at $38 an hour. Home on weekends. Price of freight is going through the roof. But that's what it takes to get drivers. Where have all the workers gone? They're all looking for a job at which they can sit and do nothing and get paid. They've been taught this in our schools. Do-overs. Take a dumbed-down version of tests. All sorts of excuses for not working on schoolwork. Parents make excuses for them as well. Rewarding mediocre outcomes. Everybody wins. We don't keep score. All do nothing for our kids' work ethic. Been asking a question today, where's the workforce gone? A lot of great answers. Texter says, I was a carpenter for many years. I made around $22 to $28 an hour. It was decent. Now take what I do. I mow lawns, 100 accounts, 20 a day, Monday through Friday, 50 a lawn on average. That's 1,000 a day, 5,000 a week. It adds up quickly. Days go by fast. I love capitalism. I want that job, Todd. You know?
Yeah.
I wonder if they struggle in the winter.
Hard work can pay off if you're doing it, right?
Exactly right. With all the numbers in the news these days, such as the bills and debt ceiling, one number I haven't heard about is how much the government has paid the drug companies for the free vaccine. Free, in quotes. Yeah. If they, the government, really cared about the people, they would give out free ivermectin or HCQ. There you go. And we leave you with a little bit of news. Evidently, there's some kind of a deal on lifting the debt ceiling between the Republican majority. Oh, happy day, right, guys? Happy day. It's okay to spend more money, lift the debt ceiling, and everything will be fine.
We knew you'd love that one.
Thankfully, it is short-lived. And they're only able to do this until December. So that's a fight Republicans should wage and win. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.